patients. From my previous experience, because I was a prosecutor who investigated serious weak crimes, and in this matter our legislation is already working to create a specific compensation mechanism for those victims. First of all, because of nature of crime, everybody of them were illegally detained. It's the beginning of the crime. Then other bad stuff happened to them, and that's why it was like one of the main necessity to create a compensation mechanism for such kind of victims. If there is any other information about just simple enforced disappearance and just simple torture without nature of serious weak, we can check it. But in serious weak crime, we are planning to create a specific compensations like educational, medical, and other compensation to return, I mean, integrate back all these persons to society, because some of them have trauma and some of them have really serious problems with health, actually, concerning fertility, for example. It's a really big issue, and mainly all our soldiers and all civilians who returning from captivity, all of them suffered one or other type of torture, and it's pretty often serious. There was a question concerning civilian claims. So if we speak about like I call classical enforced disappearance, where is a blame on government of Ukraine, so in this matter economic compensation would be from government. So if there is will be proven the fault of investigator, prosecutor, judge, police officer, or other person who conducts some government service, and because of his action some person was enforced disappeared, and it was proved that there is a fault of state, so the state would compensate this economic reparations, or no matter how you call, the test it's before judges, so they take a look how long it was, what the nature of violence of this crime, because if there was something violent happened, for example, on my mind only one case where unfortunately our police officers detained one woman nearby the Kyiv, and before invasion she asked a compensation for 2 million hryvnia. At that time, before invasion, it was like a few hundred thousand dollars. I'm not sure, because we have big inflation now. But I need to check what's going on with this process, because I believe it was in 2020 or something like that. It was really famous, and not famous, this famous case in Ukraine, because it was a really bad reputation for us. Also, there was a question about mobilization. That our like military police detained some Ukrainians and they don't try, and they held them in some places. Prosecutor General, if we receive such signals or messages, we react on them. And if you take a look on our news, typically at least once in a 2 week, at least once in 2 weeks, in general, we have some criminal new cases arising because of such situations. We, as much as possible, we try to react to this. Also, you asked about Kherson. Partly, I was involved in investigation on one illegal detention center which was organized by Russians in this city. The situation was really grave in that facility. Luckily, mainly all Ukrainians, it's mainly civilians. And mainly, this is male. And most of them are actually now liberated. They are in Ukraine. I actually personally communicated with some of them, and some of them actually became like social activists, and they looking for support and try to raise these problems before the world, that we have such big problems. At least one or two Russians were identified, and there is already notes of suspicions and maybe even There is a trial in absentia going on, but I need to check it because it was recently on Thumbnail. There was some information about that from our security service from Kherson region and prosecutor office from Kherson region. But if you need more detailed information, I need to check it because I believe it wasn't in our general question, which was arised before Ukraine. I believe it's all what I can say on this matter. Thank you.
One more remark from the National Police of Ukraine, please, Vladimir Shersnev.
Mr. Fruville, regarding your question about